More now on one of tomorrow's witnesses at the 9/11 Commission hearings, former FBI Director Louis Free. Chitra Raghavan has written about the Bureau for U.S. News and World Report, where she is a senior writer, and before that for NPR News. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Louis Free was FBI director for 8 years, appointed by Bill Clinton. He served until early in the Bush administration. And to put it mildly, his tenure as director was troubled.
Troubled, to say the least. He came into office right after the Ruby Ridge and Waco scandals, and he had to begin his tenure by answering questions about those incidents and scandals at a number of congressional hearings. And he was sandwiched by scandal. When he left, he had to deal with the disclosure that the FBI had just found 4,000 documents related to Timothy McVeigh case just before McVeigh was scheduled to be executed, and also the discovery of a Russian mole within the FBI, Robert Hansen.
And the investigation into Wen-Ho Lee, the scientist at Los Alamos, which ended in apologies to Dr. Lee. During the 1990s, computers and the Internet became commonplace in American homes and workplaces, but Louis Free was not part of the cyber revolution.
Yes, I think you could comfortably say that. He never used emails himself, and when he left the Bureau, he had taken a lot of the money that was allocated to the FBI's computer budget and assigned it to hiring more agents. He really believed in shoe leather, and he did not believe in computers.
Well, today, Director Free writes in the Wall Street Journal of a vigorous counterterrorism campaign at the FBI during his time, the creation of many overseas offices, a campaign that was under-budgeted, he says, but he claims very effective. Does he have a case?
One could argue that FBI Director Free was very prescient in some ways. He really understood that crime was going global and that terrorism was going global, and he did double the number of legal attachés assigned to U.S. embassies abroad, these FBI agents who work abroad. He tremendously increased the number of FBI agents throughout the Middle East, and he tripled the FBI's counterterrorism budget. But he seemed, critics say, blind to the dangers of al-Qaeda acting domestically.
But what we've heard in 9/11 testimony so far, and we've heard in some of the questions from the commissioners, suggests that we're going to hear some pretty tough questioning of Louis Free about how it was that even if there were many full-field investigations into terror suspects, information didn't get from Minnesota or from Phoenix back to Washington in some understandable form. How do people at the FBI understand that, or how do people who watch the FBI closely understand the FBI's performance in 2000, 2001, say?
I think the critics would say that there was a tremendous failure of information communication, not only between the White House and the FBI, but down from the managers to the field offices. For instance, the commissioners are likely to point out that even though there was a July 5th briefing within the White House about the dangers of al-Qaeda domestically, that information was never passed out to the FBI, and the FBI never communicated that information to its 56 field offices. I think that most of the critics of Louis Free would argue that he was a phenomenal agent and prosecutor, but a terrible manager. He did not like the day-to-day tasks of dealing with how to actually get the information down to the people and how to get the information back to do something with that information.
For some people say that the job of FBI director, which was initially for decades held by J. Edgar Hoover, an extremely controversial figure in American life, that apart from whatever you think of Hoover, there haven't been any great heroes running the FBI. Some would say it's an impossible bureau to actually manage.
It's a very valid argument, because there is a culture within the FBI that its critics say prevent it from sharing information, that its work necessitates secrecy, and as a result, it's unable to share information with other agencies, which is a necessary evil in today's world of international terrorism.
Chitra Raghavan of U.S. News and World Report, and not all that many years ago of NPR News, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.